This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
One thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking to? Absolutely, you are. You are that exceptional American. And don't let them tell you otherwise. Very important concept to remember that you are that American exceptionalism that you know you can be. Well, we have exceptional things going on in the news today. We're going to be talking, yes, about Oroville Dam and the situation that's going on there. Boy, I'll tell you, it's just one thing after another. But the potential catastrophe that could happen to, about 2.5 million people, maybe more, in the area, or in and around the Oroville Dam area. We'll be talking about that today. We're also going to be talking about a report that just came out about the Oroville Dam. Well, we just got our hands on it. It's been out for several days to the reporting officials about the condition of the dam and what should not and should be done at the dam right now as it's filling up, as dam levels rise. And it's interesting. Now, I'm saying, yeah, everybody's saying, well, you know, how high can it get because, you know, you got that spillway opened up. Well, it's kind of interesting that the most recent rain that we've had the last several days, which has been dropping buckets of rain, I might add, in the area, but the most recent rain has, caused a lot of inflow to the dam. We're going to be talking about that. And what about this whole thing with Devin Nunes? We've been talking about that for the last hour, almost 2 hours, actually. And the fact that Devin Nunes, now see, we're hanging with the story. We're not being distracted. I know that there's the terrorist Al-Qaeda attack that was in London. I'm not too sure I understand why that needs to be totally dominating the news cycles 24/7, it seems like, here in the United States. We came up with the term and the notion of what was from a Japanese anime show. In which they would program people with chips in their brains and so on to do certain things when the government wanted them to do it. the show known as Cowboy Bebop. Was it nothing more than Cowboy Bebop in London? That an ISIS Al-Qaeda operative was programmed and boom, they pressed the button. Why? It's kind of funny because when the report of the Cowboy Bebop was happening in London, it was the same time that Devin Nunes came out to announce to the press that he's just recently discovered, and in fact, over the night before, was given a whole document dump from somebody who was very concerned about the fact that Donald Trump was correct. They were wiretapping him. And that source, where did it come from? Well, we don't know, but now people have told me it came from the FBI and not from James Comey. James Comey. Yes, Mr. Comey to you and I. Mr. Director. You know, he's very much implicated and very much an overseer and somebody that always protects the Clintons. Is he doing it again? And my speculation is absolutely he's doing it again. He has known about the wiretapping. He knew about the wiretapping before everybody else knew about the wiretapping. So why does he get up there and say that he doesn't know? Well, to protect the Clintons, to give them time, whatever, stalling. That's what I think he's doing. He's got so many things that are related to the Clintons on. It's not even funny. You know, case after case after case, you know, from Bill Clinton and during the time when he was giving pardons to people and so on as he was leaving office. I mean, the repetitive nature by which he's worked with the Clintons to protect them made him a natural choice, of course, during the Obama administration to become the FBI director. Now, what did he do before that? Well, he worked for various companies, one of them called HSBC. And, of course, what does HSBC have to do with it? Well, HSBC was one of those companies, a financial institution, that was helping to finance terrorism around the world, still does. Also, is a company that's been implicated by many to say that the cartels worldwide launder their money through HSBC. Now, I know it's a serious charge, but this is not me speaking. This is other people, other sources who have said this. They're pretty valuable sources. One of them being Scott Bennett, who has been on our show many times. He should know he was thrown in jail for 2 years for discovering that by Eric Holder. Now, I know people say, oh, Eric Holder, he's so non-corrupt. That's why he's out there working in California right now to prevent any kind of law being enforced by Donald Trump in California. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting that they would use that tactic? And, oh, but what about California? Are they going to fall off the map and become a new nation? Well, if they could, they would. They're trying really hard to make it go that way by choosing to ignore federal rules and regulations. Now, some people might call this sedition. I would. I'm going to go ahead and call it sedition. You have a lot of seditious people in the capital state of California right now that are government officials that are promoting the overthrow of California and taking away from the United States, ignoring federal law. Now you have Gil Cedillo, the mayor down in Los Angeles, who wants to create sanctuary city status, of course, and he's imploring his police officers to ignore ICE and any of the actions that would go on that would prompt them from calling ICE to pick up an illegal alien, sanctuary status. Now, of course, sanctuary status carries with it a whole other value, a whole other level of sophistication by which you can resist it illegally, the lawful constitutional authority of the United States of America. That's really what it's coming down to. Now, Maryland, rush in with Maryland, you got a rape situation, which I find really appalling that they've allowed this to happen. Montgomery, quite a wealthy area, very liberal, obviously. It's right next to Washington, D.C. It's right across the Potomac, actually. And you can see the Capitol and everything there across the river in Montgomery County. I spent some time in Montgomery County. But they have decided that they want to become a sanctuary state as well, or many of them sanctuary communities, Montgomery County in particular. Now, we just had a rape there of a 14-year-old girl by a 17 and 18-year-old, illegal aliens both, who had been attempted to be, well, extradited before, but were let go. Now, it's interesting, and I was alluding to this in the last hour, but Montgomery County and Maryland in particular, for whatever reason, trying to become sanctuary status. This is the least the legislature, which is very, very liberal. You have a Republican governor who says he's not going to allow it. He's going to veto the law. But the point is that what they have been doing, apparently in their school districts, which really appalls me, and being a former superintendent, I can say this, is that they allow students that are anywhere up to 20, 21, 22 years old, and maybe even more, into classrooms with 17 and 18-year-olds. See, the stature of many of these immigrants is very small. They're not tall. And a 21-year-old can get away, if you don't, especially if you're not familiar with the cultures and so on of Mexico. You would be deceived by somebody's stature as to their accurate age. This goes on all the time, by the way. In many places, this has gone on in California many times, but, you know, California has a better filter for this sort of thing than most other states in terms of schools. You can ferret out somebody who's older or not. Well, we've had situations, I've seen it in my own schools, where somebody enrolls and they're not, you know, they're not 15 years old. They're more like 23. And it's really kind of like, how did that happen? Well, it's because of the stature of the person. Their size and shape and so on, it does count. It can actually fool people into thinking they're much younger than they actually are. So imagine having an 18-year-old in the same classroom with, or 19, 20, 21-year-old in the same classroom with a 13-year-old. That's what they have in Maryland. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill retail pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, we're taking a look right now at the inflows of Oroville Dam and the outflows of Oroville Dam. Right now, the water level, if you're into the water level look here, is at 846 feet, 0.78, almost 847 feet. Now, it's kind of interesting, and it's kind of leveled off. At about this area, it was up to about 865 when they started opening up the spillway last Friday, almost a week ago. And as you take a look at opening up the spillway, what we have is, well, more water going out than coming in. Hallelujah. Say brother, hallelujah. Which is good. Absolutely good. And I'm glad they opened up the spillway. To relieve pressure on the dam. Always a good thing to relieve the pressure on the dam, especially when you have a crippled dam, as we're going to talk about some reports here that corroborate the reports that have been, inspection reports that were delivered to Governor Jerry Brown years ago about Oroville and about the ongoing problems that were never fixed. Maintenance deferred, if you will. Of course, now Governor Jerry Brown has been caught with his pants down. Bad visual, I know. Very bad visual. Brown down. with his hands in the cookie jar. And then the cookie jar being the money that was supposed to be allocated for infrastructure improvements all during his governorship. He's never really used and certainly didn't use it on Oroville Dam. Which gives us the problem that we have today. So right now, the level sits at 846.78 feet. And the inflows, now this is the amount of water that's coming from the three branches of the Feather River going into the dam, is 31,000. This is the inflow now, 31,546 feet per second, cubic feet per second, CFS, per second. And the outflow is being 45,439. So we've got a good differential there, and we hope that that level continues to drop. But it's basically maintained itself. My understanding that over the last several hours, or last 12 hours or so, let's do another check here to find out. Yeah, it's dropping slowly but steadily. Yesterday at around 2100 hours. At 2100 hours, it was 847 feet, 0.64. So it's dropped about a foot in about 12 hours. So that's where we stand right now. I don't think that's all that great. Quite frankly, it needs to drop. Now, you've got some problem, and a lot of people are really concerned about this. Will we get earthquakes up there in Oroville Dam? And this is a concern that Chris Street brought out a couple of weeks ago. About earthquakes in and around the Oroville Dam area, will that be enough to bring the dam down? Well, it could if you have the thing completely filled up and there's a lot of pressure against the dam wall. It will liquefy, it's called liquefaction. That is a concern, and Chris Street was bringing that up, about whether or not there would be liquefaction that could occur. See, liquefaction is a function that does happen as a precursor to many large earthen dams coming down. And what happens is that the dam becomes saturated in a certain area and liquefies the mud into a, in other words, the solid content into a liquid. And that opens up a hole, and that's just then it's over. The dam comes down. And that's so clearly demonstrated when you see some of these videos, like the Teton Dam disaster video. You see that, and the liquefaction occurrence, like, wow, where'd that come from? And it's, I mean, we're talking some serious bidnit. Once the liquefaction takes place in a dam wall, then you got a problem. Then you have a mass disaster. Now, they've got this drop going on. I don't think it's enough. We will see. The problem that we will have is we have so much water stored up in the watershed up there. All the dams are full to the top. There's nine dams up the Feather River. They're all full to the top. And they're going over their spillways. Now, no, the dams there could be a problem if one of them breaks. Now, they're mostly concrete dams. I think a couple of them are earthen, but in fairly good shape. One dam I know is always constantly leaking, and that's the dam at Lake Almanor that's been a problem. Lake Almanor is at the very top of one of the headwaters of the rivers up there, and it's a huge lake. It's a very shallow lake, but it's a full lake, and that dam has been problematic and leaking for a long time. I used to live right there, and I can tell you that that dam situation was not a good one. So here's the point to all this, and one of the things that I think that we need to understand is that the dam is still in danger, very much so. And as we get into this report that we have published on agenda21radio.news, you can see for yourself the information. Read the report. It's quite telling. But everything that we brought to you about concerns at the dam were also brought out in the inspection reports that we covered a couple of weeks ago. We got our hands on the inspection reports from, I think it was 14, 15, and 16. And it's very telling. And we have the inundation report. So if you want to see the inundation area that would happen, I get a lot of requests for that. People. I was speaking to the group the other night, and I think somebody kind of mistook me. I was just a radio guy as the speaker. That kind of took me as a government official because I said we have the inundation reports. The guy said, well, give them to us. I'm like, wait a minute. And I think he was just thinking, well, I must be a government official. And I said, it's on our website. And you could just tell it wasn't going to be good enough for him. Then I think he caught himself. Oh, well, he is a radio guy. It was kind of funny. But it's serious business. People want to know what it looks like. They want to see these inundation reports. And they still are operating under a lot of misinformation about the fact that they aren't out there. They are out there. They haven't been very forthcoming, of course. We had to drag it kicking and screaming from some of our sources. They just don't want you to know that. They don't want you to think that they've even thought those thoughts about inundation. That might scare you. Well, you know, the truth doesn't scare off too many Americans. I think we can handle the truth. What really scares us and bothers us the most is when government officials lie to us or they want to think about taking away our rights. That worries people. Government officials taking away our rights. Hello? That's the worst thing. Because once you start down that slippery slope of taking away rights, guess what? You get what we got today in California. At the crossroads, in the breach, if you will. Now, this Oroville Dam is report is very telling. We're going to come up to a break here in a second. But I want to get into the Oroville Dam report because it is a damnable report. I know. You got to humor me. But and I'm going to go back to the inflows real quick. And this is the problem, is if we get a lot more rain and we match it up with the snow melt, in the foreseeable future, the inundation at the dam level is going to be significant. And that's why we have to make sure that everything in that dam is, at this point in time, I'll use their term, armored up. That things are working fairly functional, especially the power plant and especially the main spillway. Now, it's a dysfunctional spillway, and they're having to patch it together. And they're going to continue to patch it together. And they're probably going to have to shut it down here in the near future, in the next few days, so that they can get some more repairs done or repair damage that's been done since they reopened it. They're going to have to perform maintenance miracles on that spillway to prevent a breach. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. And remember, Numana Foods are our sponsor. Numana.com/21prep for all of your prepper needs. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We will face challenges. We will confront hardships. But we will get the job done.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, they just released a study on the Oroville Dam and what's been going on there, and came up with some recommendations for repair and recovery. And some of the stuff that's it's very interesting. Now, we released a series of reports that were released by one of the local papers, actually. They had done a FOIA request, and reluctantly, the Department of Water Resources gave them the reports. And they didn't give them all of them, apparently. We don't have all of them, but we have a whole bunch of them on Agenda 21 Radio. You can go to our website and do a search thing and go Oroville Dam Reports will probably bring it up for you. And in those reports or inspections, Orville Dam Inspections, that's the title. You'll be able to read for yourself what the recommendations are. Now, there's central concerns, three areas of concern in these reports. They go back as far as 2011. So you got references and some of the references, but you actually have reports for 2016, 2015, and 14, and I believe 13 or 12 is on there. Okay, so in these reports, it's very, very clear that there's some areas of concern. One, the spillway. Now, the emergency spillway is the emergency spillway, which is exactly what it says it is. It's at the farthest upper reaches of the dam, designed that way. And what it is, it's not a traditional spillway where you have gates. You just have a dam-like feature called a weir that spans a given district, 1,700 feet, I believe. And as the water level goes to the top of the dam, it goes over that spillway. Now, it goes at about 901 feet. Now, right now, it's sitting at about 846, 47 feet. So you see, it's got quite a ways to go and quite a ways to expand. So it would take some time to bring that water up there. Plus, you'd have to be matching or greater than the outflow of what you would have going through the spillway before it gets to the emergency spillway. The other one is the spillway itself, the main spillway, which has a number of problems and did have a number of problems that were being reported in these inspection documents long before the event that took place on February 12th. They knew about the fracturing in the spillway deck itself. They knew about various cracks and so on that were affiliated with the spillway structure at the top of the dam. They knew there were leaks underneath the spillway, coming from underneath the gates at the spillway. And, of course, it's very much exhibited as early as February of 2016. In fact, we have a video clip of them running some water out before February 16th, 2016, that shows that water is being ported from the ports on the side of the training walls. Hello? Now, anybody that's a dam inspector, according to Scott Cahill, who had seen that. Now, the report that we saw was a 2016 report with Doug LaMalfa, and they were showing footage of the spillway in use. Now, that spillway in use must have been shot a couple years before that. I have to find it out. They were showing the porting that was coming out of the holes in the side of the training walls. You probably see it where the water is coming out like a fire hose out of each one of those hoses or openings. Now, the interesting thing is that's a sign that you have a problem underneath the spillway doors and the spillway itself, that there's water from the pool, as they call it, with the dam water that's underneath the spillway. It's porting out underneath the spillway. They knew that they had that problem before, years ago, and didn't do anything about it. Well, what we had was, of course, the end result, that you had cavitation on top of the spillway deck, and you had undermining that was going on underneath it, and they say that in those reports that would happen, and it happened. They've known about it. They've known about the problems with the deck itself, which gave away. Now, in this report, and the report is written by a Ted Craddock, project manager, this is an interesting report. Some of the things that it states are, thus, we will state what appeared clear to everyone during the presentation, that it is imperative that the emergency spillway not receive additional flows, and a long-term mitigation and redesign plan begin now. That's just one of the opening statements from the article. The article goes on, says the Department of Water Resources submitted to the Independent Board of Consultants Memorandum Number 1 for the Oroville Emergency Recovery Spillways Project on March 10th, 2017. The board's memorandum covers activities regarding the March 1st and 3rd introduction and orientation meetings, the March 2nd Oroville Spillway site visit, and the March 10th 2017 design concept meeting. So three different meetings being covered here. The memorandum was prepared by the board with the assistance of the DWR project team, and the DWR included the board's comments and recommendations as well as those from the Federal Emergency Regulatory Commission and California Division of Safety of Dams and Project Status Report. Now, we got the whole report there, but some of the salient things that are in it that are just obvious to you and me, and they say it's obvious. On page, I believe it's page 3, this commission, Board of Consultants, or BOCs as they're referred, the Board of Consultants recommends some things. It says, this is a question. Does the Board of Commissions have any comments or recommendations regarding the emergency site repairs? This is one of them. The BOC believes that additional flows over the emergency spillway will result in further erosion in two general areas. Channelized section downstream of the armoring that was discussed above. In other words, where they did the rearmoring, what will happen is you'll get channelized streams, which is exactly what was happening before, which was exactly what was called into question why the sheriff realized he had to make a decision, because that channelized stream that was eating away up toward the weir had to be called out. It would have been a disaster had he not. And they had to open up more water flow over the main spillway. That's the point. Thus, we will state what appeared clear to everyone during the presentation, that it is imperative that the emergency spillway not receive additional flows and that a long-term mitigation and redesign plan begin. So in other words, they think right now, as rightfully called out by Scott Cahill, this is a couple weeks ago now, the second, rightfully called out that spillway is in danger of failure now, if it has to be used. Hello? What happens if we have a mega storm come in and we still have all this water stored up that we have to get rid of? We're not really venting out a lot of water in the outflow portion right now, vis-a-vis the inflow. It's sitting at 846, which is really not a big drop, actually. 1 foot for 12 hours, basically. That's not good. And we still have a lot of water up there. This is a big concern. This is a major concern. And everybody knows it. I wonder why they don't want to talk about it. Gee, I don't know. But you come to Agenda 21 Radio, we'll talk about it, and we'll bring it all to your attention about how unsafe the dam still is today. You need to know, and we're going to tell you. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Interesting report that we got from this commission looking at the status of the dam right now and calling some things out. They, number one, don't use the emergency spillway is what they're saying. They're making, that's just not going to happen. They don't want it to happen. So none of this, see, one of the things that we're hearing as a report was that the emergency spillway was employed because they were concerned about if they were going to open up the spillway, the main spillway, to higher flows, what kind of damage would it do downstream in the Feather River to the spawning areas for the salmon? So what they did is say, well, we can let it rise to the emergency spillway and let it go off that way. You see, and the reason why they were concerned about that in part was they knew the spillway was damaged. And they were afraid about using the main spillway to its full capacity. So we'll just, you know, kill two birds with one stone and we'll just run it over this emergency spillway. Bad idea. Bad idea. Not only did they have a dam that was reaching capacity and at capacity, but they were using a never-known commodity, the emergency spillway. It had never been used in 48 years of the dam's existence. And water was coming in too fast for it to shut it to open up the spillways because they had a damaged spillway already. Of course, now the damage has really been done. They had to open it up to even higher flows to save it, to save the spillway, to prevent it from breaking. And that was the danger that the sheriff knew about. That's why he called for everybody to evacuate. Fish over human beings. Isn't that comforting that your government does that? That's how wacko things are with these people. And they're in power. Jeez, got to get these people out. That's why people should resign over this, starting with the governor. He didn't come up with the money to fix it. He came up with the money for all of his good friends, but he didn't come up with the money to fix it. Which is exactly what he should have done, but he didn't do it. You see, this is the biggest outrage that we've seen that has gone on with this governor, is that he deliberately has not he deliberately has not spent money on these things, the infrastructures, and now we have problems. One big season of rain has, of course, led to a major problem. And this major problem is a potential disaster for 2.5 million people. That's malfeasance and negligence. Now, catching up with the dam world, the world of dams, listen to this story. This is an amazing story that comes to us from Chris Street in Orange County. An amazing story. Obama ordered Marines to blow up 10 dams in wild Orange County project. In other words, rewilding strikes Orange County. The lead-in statement, U.S. Marines had just finished using huge containers of C4 military explosive on March 22nd to blow up the first three of five to 100-year-old hand-built rock dams along the Silverado Creek's iconic Holy Jim Falls. Now, I used to live up in that area. I know Holy Jim very well. All that whole area, all those falls, all the different dams and so on that are up there. I know this area very, very well. It's beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. Now, what had happened, if you go up there, years and years and years ago, when the first settlers came to Southern California, Orange County, in this whole area, they wanted to, of course, maximize the water flow that would come out of the mountains down into very much a deserted area. And this deserted area, or desert area of Southern California, the mountains yielded water, so they could redirect some of the streams and creeks up there to maximize water usage. Yeah, they actually made hand-built dams across creeks up in the mountain areas. Now, I've explored these mountains. I grew up in those mountains. I know them very, very well, and the trails and all this other stuff. So rewilding comes to Holy Jim Trail. It's part of the Cleveland National Forest. To me, I just can't even comprehend this article, actually. You know, because this is my home. This is one of my homes. It's where I grew up as a kid. Hunt rabbits. Shouldn't have been hunting rabbits out there. An admission, I shouldn't have been hunting rabbits out there. Also used to hunt coyotes, which is different. This is from Chris's article. Despite President Trump starting the 90-day clock required to set new rules to curtail the Obama administration's radical environmental waters of the U.S. executive orders, the U.S. Marines just started blowing up 10 dams in Orange County. Now, you see, this is what Paul Ryan has been talking about, that they have a 90-day window to which to repeal executive orders and so on from the previous presidency. Someone didn't get the memo from the United States, from Orange County. So Orange County environmentalist, it says here, howled recently that there are no native fish to protect. And when they learned that the U.S. Marines had just finished using huge containers of C4 military explosives on March 22nd to blow up the first three of the 5 to 100-year-old hand-built rock dams along the Silverado Creek's iconic trail, they went nuts. President Trump on February 28th ordered the required 90-day review for the Obama administration 2015 Waters of the U.S. rules that extended the 1972 Clean Water Air Act, Water Act, to give the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency authority over all of America's smaller streams and marshes of any size under an initiative called Wilding. Here we go, Wilding. Although farmers, ranchers, and builders and other private interests have generally been successful in litigating in federal court against the spectacular expansion of federal land use control under the waters of the U.S., the Obama administration and EPA and Interior Department have had a free rein for actions involving federally owned lands and parks. It's a national forest, and that's why they did it. Think about it. Wilding. Trump is going to stop it. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, the United States of America, is your country.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also you can email me, paul@a21r.com. The Liberty Tour is coming up, and it's going to be a spectacular Liberty Tour. Liberty Tour number 6, Glad Tidings, the Church of Glad Tidings in Live Oak, California, which is right there next to Yuba City, California. It's prime target for, yes, the Oroville Dam situation. So we're going to be discussing it, and we're going to be bringing you many of the safety things that go along with the Oroville Dam, how to come up with a successful evacuation plan, all the things that you need to do to prepare yourself if there is another incident in which your family has to be called out on an emergency basis. This is going to be something that we think is timely. Not everybody's doing anything about it, quite frankly, and we had the Liberty Tour scheduled to be at this time before all these things started to happen. Actually, we had it scheduled at the time of the incident, and then we had to bump it back. So we bumped it back, and we said, we just can't ignore this to our community, which it seems to be ignored by most officials. I know they try to come out with a community thing, But there is no set plan. We're gonna basically give you some strategies, give you the information about the dam. Scott Cahill, the authority on dams, will be here with us, and he's going to be able to give you some incredible information. So the Liberty Tour, go to our website at agenda21radio.news and click on the Liberty Tour and get your tickets through Eventbrite. Liberty Tour 6 is the title of it. So thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, you can email me, paul@a21r.com, and visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. Remember, we are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.